Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
The All Local is presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing, you can be the difference. I'm J. Scott Smith, and here's what's happening right now. Princeton University is finally dropping former President Woodrow Wilson's name from one of its schools due to his, quote, racist thinking. KYW Charlotte Reese has the details.
The debate over renaming the Woodrow Wilson School has been ongoing. In 2015, a student group, the Black Justice League, held a sit-in at Princeton's president's office. Last week, two groups of students and alumni submitted demands for anti-racist action, and the Board of Trustees followed. The school will now be known as the Princeton School of Public and International Affairs. A master's student tells the Daily Princetonian that she's pleased with the action, but that she's skeptical about the university enacting change. In both petitions, students call for the university to pay reparations and divest from private prisons. When Wilson was president of Princeton, he actively prevented Black applicants from entering, and while in the White House, Wilson infamously screened The Birth of a Nation, a movie the KKK used as a recruiting tool.
Earlier this month, other schools, including Camden's Woodrow Wilson High School, voted to drop the former president's name, also citing his history of racism. And police reform was among the issues that the Philadelphia City Council tackled this past week at its final meeting before breaking for the summer. The council passed three bills aimed at improving police accountability, but as KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb tells us, they have two more police reform bills waiting on them when they return in September.
The two bills advanced from committee last week, but not in time to make it to the floor for a vote. One would ban physical contact by police that could cause suffocation, in addition to the existing ban on chokeholds that sponsor Kenyatta Johnson says is a direct response to the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis.
My bill prohibits tactics such as using a knee on an individual's neck.
The other bill would require public hearings before any changes to the police contract. Its sponsor, Kathy Gilmore Richardson, says the contract has long been viewed as an obstacle to weeding out bad officers.
With the voice of the people as a part of the conversation, we will be able to hold our police department accountable.
Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw agreed, testifying that arbitrating disciplinary decisions hinders change. She offered a wish list of what she'd like to see in a new contract.
Our top priorities would be including management rights, the ability to strengthen our accountability mechanisms, and then lastly, the arbitration piece is key.
Before recess, the council also passed a residency requirement for new officers, as well as two charter changes that will be on November's ballot, ending illegal stop and frisk and creating a police oversight commission. And as Pennsylvania gradually begins to lift its coronavirus restrictions, the Wolf administration announced a new strategy to ease restrictions at long-term care facilities across the Commonwealth, as we hear from KYW's Hadass Kuznets.
According to new guidance issued by the Wolf administration, long-term care facilities would be required to meet several prerequisites before beginning the governor's three-step reopening process. Those prerequisites include administering tests within 24 hours of a resident showing symptoms of COVID, developing a plan of isolation for residents diagnosed with COVID, developing a safe visitation plan, establishing written screening protocols for staff, having adequate staffing and PPE, and posting an implementation plan to the facility's website. Once those guidelines are met, a facility can begin the three-step reopening process, which includes making sure there are no new coronavirus cases for 14 consecutive days during each step of the process. They say visitation of long-term care facility residents in Pennsylvania will only be allowed in steps 2 and 3 as long as the facility determines it is safe.
Residents with cognitive decline or those who express feelings of loneliness will be prioritized. And salons and barbershops in Philadelphia were permitted to open this past Friday. And as we hear from KYW's Antoinette Lee, not everyone was eager to reopen those doors.
Randolph Newton owns a barbershop in North Philly. He says he was excited for his clients to be back in the chair, and so were they.
Keep the numbers down, and you're not allowed to come in without a mask, and we have hand sanitizer at every patient. And you have, as soon as you walk in the door, you have to wash your hands.
However, Sarita Scott, owner of Duafe Hair Salon in North Philly, says she decided to wait to open her doors.
I wanted to put a week and a half around it because with the protests and spiking and people carelessly opening, I wanted to make sure whatever we did, it was measured and it was well thought out.
Scott says she's invested hundreds and hundreds of dollars into a safety plan that revolves around three S's: screening, spacing, and sterilizing. Patrons will be required to fill out a questionnaire and get a temperature check before services.
Because now we're not just making you pretty and doing your hair, we keep you safe.
Scott says she plans to reopen on July 7th. And watching fireworks down the shore next weekend to celebrate America won't be an option in a lot of towns. But that doesn't mean all shows are canceled for this year, as we hear from KYW's Andrew Kramer.
Let's start with the good news. If you're a fan of watching fireworks on the 4th, the display in Wildwood is on with a new location this year behind the Wildwood sign. A lot of short towns, though, aren't going through with July 4th fireworks this year, including Ocean City, Sea Isle City, and Stone Harbor. Ocean City's mayor says everyone's health and safety is their top priority, and he doesn't think with all the people that will likely be in town during the holiday weekend, it was a good idea to put on an event that usually results in a pretty large gathering. Sea Isle's mayor says there's no way people can practice social distancing while watching the fireworks based on the amount of people that usually pack the beaches and promenade to watch. He's actually canceling all the traditional holiday weekend activities in the town.
Ocean City also canceled the annual Night in Venice boat parade that was scheduled for later in July. And that's the All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm J. Scott Smith. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play. KYW News Radio.